Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you've been listening to Kaya Biz over the last few days, you'd be well aware that every time we start off the show, we talk about the markets. And over the last few days, boy oh boy, has it been a calamity. Volatile, upheaval, no clear discernment around what's actually happening. And of course, lots of concerns that we might find ourselves in a bear market. We're not quite there. If anything, we do fully understand that at least for now, we've seen some level of reprieve on the back of a pause button that's been pressed on the tariffs. So, to help us understand how it is that we as investors need to navigate the level of volatility that we've been experiencing, whether it's another health crisis like the COVID-19 pandemic, financial crisis that we saw back in the global financial crisis in 2008, and even now with political disruptions influencing our portfolios, Horacia Naidu McCarthy joins us as a manager at the institutional clients team at Allan Gray to help us make sense of the noise. Such a pleasure to have you with us and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Zozo. Very good evening to you.
I am so excited to speak to you because I can imagine that the last week has been so intriguing for you, your team, your clients, and even the conversations that you have just outside of the boardroom. And maybe let's just start there. If for anyone who compares where the market is today to where it was last week this time, they'll say, well, what are you talking about? There was no disruption. But from Wednesday to Monday, certainly came up about with a lot of volatility. So just your assessment of the volatility that we've been experiencing so far. What are your thoughts?
It definitely has been an interesting time to be, you know, in this line of work. I think you can't ever say that you have a boring day in the office. And what we've been experiencing is very narrative-driven markets. And there's so much sentiment that's been baked in that it's, you know, very far away from the fundamental value of those assets are actually sitting. Some people have been quite tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, Trump's referred to it as Liberation Day, you know, when he kind of announced all these tariffs, but some have called it Liquidation Day when we saw the sell-off of both equities and bonds. And I think for us, it is a time in which to go back to basics, look at the portfolios, and sit tight without making any major moves based on short-term information. That being said, you know, the level of uncertainty and the volatility is certainly something that keeps us very clued into what's happening on the day-to-day. So it has certainly been interesting.
Exactly. And I think this is also important. Not only has it been interesting, but it's also been a learning lesson for many investors. I recall a day where everyone was like, buy the dip, buy the dip. And the dip was on Thursday. The dip was on Friday. And then the dip was on Monday. And if we learned anything, sometimes as investors, we shouldn't be driven by our emotions, because that too can lead to very volatile decisions that we take that could cost us in terms of our portfolio. So how do we need to be mindful of locking in losses when we trade emotively, especially when we're trying to chase the dip?
I think we're quite risk averse in terms of the human nature to want to minimize losses. And if you see something is on the way down, it's almost instinctual to want to protect yourself against any further loss. But if you use a great example, on April 2nd, tariffs were announced, and markets took a hammering. S&P 500 was down 12%. We started to see a sell-off in the US 10-year bond. And then when they pressed the pause button, as you mentioned earlier, on the 9th of April, you know, we've got a 90-day sort of reprieve for what Trump is calling bilateral negotiations. The market has somewhat recovered. You know, so the charts we had made on the 8th were now completely outdated on the 9th. And for investors who have tried to minimize losses after the dip, and sold out, they essentially would block in those losses. And I think that would be quite disappointing to them. And I think the lesson here, you mentioned COVID-19 at the beginning of the show, you could have taken a similar lesson from COVID-19, but I mean, even if you go further back, you know, you mentioned the financial crisis, you can look at the Asian crisis, you can look at the early 1970s. Every single time we've seen huge drawdowns, they've been followed by periods of high returns usually. And you saw the same thing happen with COVID-19 in 2020, markets were down. And then in 2021, you know, the S&P 500 was up 28%, the ORSI was up 29%. So we've done the work, you know, since the 1970s, I'll take South African market as an example. You have these major drawdowns, and then you look at the subsequent five-year returns after, the median average sort of return over 5 years is about 27% per annum. Can you imagine how distraught you are once you've locked in your loss by exiting the market, only to find that you've now missed out on the market, you know, recovering and then some?
Got you. And that's important because sometimes we actually learn the art of sitting on our hands and not getting distracted by all the noise. I'm keen to hear your thoughts as well on the role of diversification, because if we've learned anything in a moment, I'm hoping that we can touch on the fact that, you know, diversification has played such a critical role in unpacking opportunities there. Horacio, we're going to get you back on a different line just to make sure that we can hear you a lot more clearly. It does seem as though there might be some gremlins or some difficulties in the system, so we will be sure to get you on a different line to hear you more clearly there. But if you've missed it, we are in conversation with Horacio Naidu McCarthy, manager in the institutional clients team at Allan Gray, joining us to tell us more about the dynamics that we see when it comes to investing in such volatile times. How to make sense of the markets and the noise, especially in the last few days. But I must tell you, today and yesterday, the market saw a beautiful recovery. But if you reacted emotionally over the last few days, you probably would have locked in some losses, which is not the best thing to do. But we're going to build up on the line and on the conversation. We've got Horacio back on the line. I'm hoping that the line is a lot more clearer now. So thank you for your patience with us, Horacio. I was asking about the role of diversification, because what we also learned during this recent market fallout is that equities declined, but the gold price went up as a commodity. And at the same time, US treasuries and bonds also saw a bit of a pullback. And then cash was actually where a lot of investors found some favor. So it really does pay to have a wide view of the asset classes that we can invest in.
Absolutely. I think diversification in a portfolio is an incredibly important consideration from the perspective of you want a portfolio that can pull on multiple levers so that, you know, you get sort of uncorrelated returns in different environments. So the scenario plays out, and you mentioned it very eloquently, and said, you know, equities and bonds sold off, but actually gold has been on a tear. And one of my colleagues calls it, you know, trustless, restless, tiny, and shiny. And you know, gold has had record highs. Now imagine building a portfolio in which you have exposure to both equities, bonds, you have some cash. Cash has been great. I think some people are very tempted when seeing this kind of volatility in bond and equity markets. They find it very tempting to maybe just bring everything back to cash. But the concern with that is that over the long term, your cash is actually going to erode your purchasing power. And at the moment, we've seen that inflation is not quite under control, and it proves to be quite sticky. We've had quite a shallow rate cutting cycle, both locally and offshore. And so, as tempting as it sounds, yes, right now cash is proven to be, you know, a decent asset class. But, you know, that's the point of diversification. We want to build a portfolio that over the long term can buffer when there are certain areas taking a little bit of pain. So I'll give you a very real example. Year to date, the S&P 500 is down 8%, but the OZ is up 7%.
Yeah.
So how great is it to have a portfolio with exposure to both local and global equities? So you can kind of buffer that pain you've been taking on the offshore end. And you know, the converse would be true in another scenario, for example.
100%. This is so important, right? Just for us to bear in mind the shifts and the volatility, but most importantly, sticking to our strategy. And I guess that's the closing remark I'm hoping you can share with us, Horacio, just to get some perspective on why remaining focused on one's long-term investment strategy remains so critical to meet your long-term goals and objectives, even when the markets are incredibly volatile.
I often say to people, you know, as important as it is to make your annual check-in with your dentist, it's equally important to check on your financial wellness. And working very closely with, you know, a reputable fund manager and your financial advisor, it's important to keep in mind what your long-term investment goals and strategies are. And it's that long-term investment strategy, which is going to be tailored to your life stage, to what you needed to achieve, you know, when you, for example, enter retirement. If that doesn't change, then when you have this return more, it's important that you don't pivot, because you can actually erode quite a lot of returns that could have far-reaching impacts when you finally decide to retire. And so, you know, timing the market is essentially the roll of the dice. You know, talk about narrative-driven markets. It's up one day, it's down the next. You really don't want to be putting your future on such uncertainty. And so it's not about timing the market, but it's actually about spending time in the market. And I often say to people, it's, you know, you do feel there may be times you're concerned about liquidity, your capital. It's so important to not be tempted by dipping into your engine of wealth, is what I call it. And that's your long-term strategy, your retirement fund. It's important to have sort of your emergency fund very separate and really some kind of first course of action is in action. You want to kind of, you want to get financial. You want to go to sleep and ride out the volatility and come sort of unscathed on the other side.
100%. This is also critical, right, for us to bear in mind. Such a pleasure speaking to you and for reminding us to that. Sometimes sitting on your hands is a good thing. No pressure, no concern, no frustration that we need to participate in when it comes to the market fallout. We're crossing fingers that the next 90 days does stay this calm, though. Right, Horatia? Definitely. Horatia Naidoo-McCarthy, a manager at the Institutional Clients Team at Allan Gray, joins us this evening to tell us more about investing in the markets during this volatile period. Helping you secure your future with Allan Gray was brought to you by Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.